No problem at all, Danny, thanks.
Just a look back at the start of Huddersfield Town season, 7 games, 9 points. Not a bad return for the Terriers.
No, not at all. I think most fans are very appreciative of A, how difficult it is, and B, how well the team have done so far. Obviously, if they'd picked up another couple of points, that would be absolutely fantastic. But I think they're doing better than many people predicted. And obviously, making that cracking start against Palace and Newcastle in the league was a fantastic platform for them. And, it gives them a little bit of breathing space with these more difficult matches to come.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, Huddersfield Town really seem to have made that step up to Premier League quality fairly seamlessly, because at the start of this season, well, like last season with Ian Holloway, some of the pundits tipping it may go straight back down, but it looks like there's going to be a real fight there from the Terriers this time.
Yes, indeed. I think you've got to give credit to David Wagner and the people behind the scenes as well on the recruitment over the summer. Obviously, they've spent a decent amount of money, sort of around the £40 million mark. But the players that they've brought in, they've again slotted into the system very well. And I think that's one of David Wagner's great sort of strengths, is that he can see the sort of player he needs to fill in the various positions. And they've got a decent bit of cover as well for most of those slots, which is vital now that a few sort of injuries have kicked in, which are, that's one thing that Town need to avoid, I feel, going forward. Obviously, Casey Palmer's out for a little while. They've been without Mounier, Kwana and Danny Williams, who was so spectacular against Leicester, and unfortunately he got an injury in that match, so he's not available at the moment. And then Michael Heffler, the most recent one, who's likely to be out for about 6 weeks. So Town can do without those sorts of niggling injuries eating into the squad as they go forward. They need their best players available for the maximum amount of time.
And what I was going to say about David Wagner as well is he really seems to have carried on that style of play going into the Premier League. Certainly fantastic to see.
Yes, I mean, he's got a... It's a quite rigid way of playing, but there's a lot of fluidity within it. He doesn't like to change the formation at all. We've discovered that. It's happened only a handful of times in the entire almost 2 years that he's been here now. So, but he gets his message across to the players well, and does it quite simply. And I think that they all understand what they need to do on the pitch. Obviously, when you come up against a team like Spurs, it's going to be more difficult, because they really are a class act when they hit the accelerator. So it makes life difficult for anybody playing against them. But Town discovered a little bit of what they may face against the top sides going forward. But I think the fans, again, are realistic. I think everybody realised that Town's points need to come from, say, eighth place downwards, and take as many points as you can off those teams. And anything you get against the top 6, 7, 8, then count it as a bonus.
Well, that looks exactly it as well, to be fair, because when the international break finally ends, which, to be fair, I can't wait for, you've got Swansea and then a couple of tough fixtures with Manchester United and Liverpool straight off the back of that. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks there.
Yes, it is. I mean, obviously, if Town could come back from Swansea with a win, that would be absolutely fantastic, and that's what's really what they need to try and target. And hopefully they might have Danny Williams back, they might have Kwana back, and importantly, they may have Steve Mounier back, although I'm not saying anything against Laurent Depatre. I think he's played really well since he came in and shown that he's not just a big target man. He's got some pace and he's got an eye for goal, as his strike against Leicester showed, and a couple of close efforts against Spurs. So I think with a few extra people back as well for that run of matches, as I say, whatever they can come back from Swansea with would be fantastic. A point, great. 3 points, absolutely magnificent. And then if they can get anything at all out of Man United at home and Liverpool away, then you've got to say, thank the Lord, that's a real bonus.
So they'd be fantastic to see. And just looking at the defensive solidity of Town as well, keeping quite a few clean sheets in the Premier League as well. And defensively solid Town start to the season so far.
Yes, that's right. I mean, David Wagner always prides it on a team thing. It's defend from the front, basically. And he needs everyone, when Town have not got the ball, to be doing their jobs of making sure spaces get filled and people get picked up. So he does pride as a defensively as the whole team. In the back line, of course, you've got to say Christopher Schindler's been one of the big success, if not the biggest success point of the season individually so far. People always point to Aaron Moy, and he's obviously the guy who makes things tick. But Christopher Schindler's been fantastic at the back. He's shown himself to be a real class act, and even got some people talking about a possible call-up for Germany. But, you know, Schindler's been terrific, and they need to keep on keeping the ball out of the net, because obviously at the other end, it's not going in as often as most people would probably like. They have been creating opportunities, that's fair of Wagner to say, but, you know, they have only scored one goal in the last six in all competitions. So, you know, you've got to look at that and think we've got to somehow find some extra goals and, you know, maybe a bit of better service from wide out. People have been talking about the form of Vilas Kachunga and Rajiv Van La Parra and wanting better service from those areas. And I think possibly, you know, the number 10 situation is a factor in that. Obviously, they're without Casey Palmer at the moment, who was playing very well in that number 10 position and you know, giving the wingmen a bit more licence. Tom Ince has been in there, although he's played very well when he's been on the wing too. And then we've got Abdelhamid Sabiri, who has come in from German football, and you know, everybody is keen to see the lad given a chance and to show what he can do in number 10. And David Wagner, after all, has said that he's a natural number 10, and that's really what you want, someone in a natural position who can show their flair and show their attacking ability, support the striker and support the wingers.
Certainly fantastic to see. And you just picked up there on Tom Ince. I think that was one, especially from the outside, that looked like it might be a bit questionable. He'd really not hitting the heights elsewhere, but certainly really kicked on since going to the John Smiths.
Yes, I mean, I think it's possibly a new lease of life for him. A fresh start in the top flight as well. Someone showing belief in him, which David Wagner's done by bringing him in. And it's a chance for him to prove at the right age in his career that this is the place for him to be. And he just needs, I think, that chance to play, someone to show belief in him, which Town are doing, and to give him that opportunity to show his natural flair going forward, because he has got an eye for goal. We know that from his record previously. And Town obviously need those extra goals from Tom Ince. Now, whether that comes from playing in that central number 10 position or whether it comes from wide out, where he was very, very impressive when they switched it round the other week against Leicester. You know, and Southampton as well, I think he played quite well. You've got to look at those sort of types of attacking opportunity and use all your resources to its best. And I think that David Wagner's very aware of that. And Tom Ince, at least, has got the ability to play in a number of positions. So, I think this is the ideal opportunity for Tom Ince. And while people may have been decrying him before he turned up at PPG Canalside, I thought it was a good signing at the right time, because for him, this is the perfect time in his career to really show what he can do.
Certainly fantastic to see. And just finally as well, Mel, obviously there was a lot of talk when promotion was hit about the impact to the town. Has it really hit Huddersfield Town, the Premier League days now, and is it really benefiting Huddersfield Town as a whole?
I would say definitely, yeah. There's a very, very positive vibe around the place, which we've not felt for years and years and years, to be quite honest. And the fans, of course, have bought into it all. They're really lapping it up and realistic enough to realise that, you know, 4-0 home defeat by Spurs is no great disgrace. They're one of the top teams in Europe at the moment. And you've got to look at the quality that they've got. And they're an established, obviously, top half dozen English team. So no one's getting too carried away by that. And they're not getting too carried away by Town doing well either. They just want to see them pushing along and hopefully not drop too near the bottom. If they can pick up the points that everyone believes they can against the teams who are in and around them, underneath that top six, seven or eight, then I think Town should be okay. And that's what people are buying into. You know, one season in the Premier League is fantastic and everyone's really enjoying it at the moment. But a second season and a third maybe after that would be really tremendous.
It'd certainly be fantastic to see, and a real buzz around the John Smiths at the moment, which is always fantastic. Mel, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
No problem at all. Thanks very much.